ancient and unexplained objects. There is one thing that seems impossible to explain, and it is all of the ancient things which have been found inside rocks, coal, and buried very deep in the earth. How does one even begin to explain the fact a silver necklace was found inside a lump of coal which was said to be hundreds of millions of years old? I heard one excuse, and that just didn't cut it with me. The excuse was maybe the coal formed somehow in just a couple of hundred years. The experts claim coal takes about 300 million years to form. To suggest it can form in a couple of hundred years is just nonsense. When ancient objects are found in rocks which are millions of years old and people bring this up, it gives scientists fits. They immediately will tell you this is some sort of hoax, and when a rock is presented to prove it which has an object in it and it is examined and there is no hoax, they don't want to hear any more about it. It is sort of like the problem with evolution, where you find something which doesn't fit, yet no scientist wants to hear anything about it. One of the problems is some of the finds happened hundreds of years ago, which means it is easy to deny them. The people who were involved are long dead, so there are no witnesses, which makes it easy for these discoveries to be brushed aside. I am not saying everyone who says they found one of these discoveries is truthful. What I am saying is, it seems to me there are too many witnesses to this, and some of the objects should be examined. This was not the case when a man found a rock with some sort of electrical component in it. He brought it to a scientist who, when seeing what it was, refused to examine it. He just brushed it aside as if it couldn't be, so he wanted nothing to do with it. A person like this is never going to validate anything which goes against current thinking, so bringing it to many of these scientists is a waste of time. One would have to find a scientist with an open mind. As far as examining the stone, I would think under proper investigation it would be possible to see if the stone grew around the object, or the object was somehow placed into the stone. It saddens me that such a simple request would be completely ignored. It is almost like calling the person who said he found it a liar. Below are some claimed finds. A London artifact was discovered in June 1934 by Frank and Emma Hahn near London, Texas. This artifact is a metal hammer in Cretaceous rock. The hammer is composed of 96.6% iron, 0.74% sulfur, and 2.6% chlorine. This chlorine composition in the compound with metallic iron stops this artifact from being reproduced by modern scientific methods. In the museum at Moses Lake, Washington, are crude scrapers on exhibit which were found under a glacier. Scientists are disturbed about this find because it would date man to before the Pleistocene epoch. In a foundry in 1885 in Austria, a piece of coal was shattered. A small iron cube with rounded edges and a deep incision around it fell out. The owner's son gave it to the Linz Museum of Austria, where it was lost. The museum still has a cast of the cube. Here is a strange find indeed. At a depth of 300 feet, a mortar for grinding gold ore was found. It was in a mine shaft. A pestle was also found. Both pestle and mortar weighed in at 30 pounds. There was also a granite dish found at the site. It weighed 40 pounds. Both beads and perforated stones were also found in the mine. Another strange object found in a large lump of coal was an iron pot. In 1912, in a coal mine in Weberton, Oklahoma, an iron pot fell out of a smashed lump of coal. It was found by two employees of the municipal electric plant in Thomas, Oklahoma. Both employees signed affidavits attesting to the truth of this story. Although the pot was photographed, it was lost. In a Cretaceous layer of earth near the Palaxy River, near the town of Glen Rose in Texas, a fossilized finger was found. A CAT scan revealed bone, tissue, and ligaments. The finger was identified as the fourth finger of a girl's left hand. A human skull was found under five beds of lava at a depth of 130 feet. A nail was found in a sandstone block from the Mesozoic era by David Brewster. Another nail was found in a stone block from Kingdee Quarry in Scotland, in 1895. Why are scientists upset at the following find? Choppers and scrapers were found very deep in the earth. The reason that scientists are upset is that if this find is genuine, it upsets the time frame for the beginning of human life. The find was near Sudbury in Ontario, Canada. In 1851, Scientific American reported a shaped metal vessel with inlaid floral designs in silver was found while workmen were blasting near Dorchester, Massachusetts. Workers working hundreds of feet underground found worked stones weighing up to 800 pounds. Originally, this site was an ancient riverbed which dated long before the last ice age. The story was reported in a California newspaper. In 1572, Spanish soldiers found a 6-inch long nail in a rock in a Peruvian mine. The Indians had no knowledge of iron. The Spanish viceroy kept the nail as a souvenir and recorded the find by letter, where it is listed in the Madrid archives. In 1842, a human skull was found in brown coal. This item is now in the collection of the Freiburg Mining Academy, Germany. In 1851, Hiram DeWitt found a piece of gold-bearing quartz in California. He dropped it and a nail fell out. The Meister print was discovered in Cambrian slate in 1968 by the late William Meister near Antelope Springs, Utah. The artifact includes a positive and negative impression of a human sandal print with some of the stitching showing along the edges. In the heel and toe areas, two trilobites are crushed. This suggests human habitation long before it was ever suspected. A piece of coal in a mine in Scotland contained an instrument thought to be modern, yet there was no way it could have been encased in coal. Date of the discovery is unknown.